And so it's just being able to stay passionate and persistent on what you're doing and realizing I can do this. There's no one that's going to stop me, and I'm going to keep going after this.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I'm really excited. We're having a special case today. We're doing an interview virtually, which you know that I rarely do. And we have Mallory from Arizona on the line. So if you hear some glitches or little like pops in the audio, just know that we wanted to bring you the best of the best. And Mallory is so passionate about STEM and bringing tech to women. And so I thought it was really important to have her on the show. And I'm excited that she can make time for us. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your startup.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. I am actually based in Arizona, and I was a past math professor who saw a problem and decided to go and find the solution. So I founded, it's called GraphLock, scientific and graphing calculator app with a lockdown mode to it, meaning that during lockdown, the students can't text, can't call, can't get on the internet, can't Snapchat. They can only use the calculator.
Oh my God, they so don't like you.
Well, here's the good thing. Instead of paying $100 for one of those calculators, you pay $5 and you have it on your phone at all times.
And how did you get into technology in the first place?
Honestly, I did not have a tech background at all, so it really doesn't make much sense. I was a math professor, you know, so I was in the classroom, I was in education, and like I said, I just saw this pain point, and I saw how it was affecting my students because they could not afford these calculators, and it was affecting their education and what they were going into, and was making STEM education exclusive. So I thought there has to be a way to get this on the devices they already carry with them at all times, and decided, hey, let's make an app that basically kills two birds with one stone, gets the students the calculator they need, but also gives the teacher, you know, the capability to say, hey, this upholds classroom and testing integrity, so you can use it.
And where in Arizona are you based?
I'm actually based right outside of Phoenix. I used to work at a community college. It's in rural Arizona. It's called Coolidge, Arizona, actually. So a little bit south of Phoenix.
Is there a startup community there?
You know, they're in Phoenix, it's growing. They're starting to do a really, really good job of bringing the community together. And we actually just joined Arizona State University, their Venture Devils program. They're really, really trying to push founders and like an entrepreneurial spirit. But we are actually the only tech company that is not based in either Tucson or Phoenix here in Arizona.
When was the company founded?
We founded it in 2015 and just incorporated this past July 2016.
And how many people are on your team?
We have three people, so we are lean and mean.
And what is your dream for your company?
My goal is to get this into the hands of students to help make STEM education more accessible to all students and give them an opportunity to go into STEM. So my goal would honestly be to partner with some other educational companies that are already trusted and, you know, teachers already like them and use them, and partner with them so we can actually scale this quicker to get into the hands of students faster.
And what steps have you taken in becoming a founder?
A lot of them. No, I started out, like I said, I had no tech background whatsoever. So I didn't even know where to start. And I just started Googling like crazy. And I found a development team. They, got us an MVP. It was not great at all. And from there, I just started researching just other communities. So other startup founders, what was going on in Phoenix, who could I meet, who could I talk to? And then that just kind of snowballed from there. We started attending conferences. We attended some big tech conferences, met our new development team, and we are now launched on the App Store.
what would you say has been the most challenging part of the process?
I think it's the imposter syndrome, honestly, where you feel like, I'm just a math teacher. Like, what makes me think that I can do this and actually go and try to, you know, disrupt this educational sector? And I think just constantly, it's just such an up and down. It's, you get an email, that's great. And then you get a phone call, that's bad 2 minutes later. And so it's just being able to stay passionate and persistent on what you're doing and realizing I can do this. There's no one that's going to stop me, and I'm going to keep going after this.
How do you overcome challenges?
I think the biggest thing is to stay focused on my why. So why did I even decide to go after this in the first place? And that is remembering my students. And I had a couple specific ones that really, I saw them being affected by this in my class that broke my heart. And I said, no, I'm not going to let this happen anymore. I'm going to find a way, you know, to help out the students. So when I'm, you know, either told, oh, you can't do this, you're a teacher, or you're a female in tech, or you have no tech background, I just really try to stay focused on them and not let that set in.
Awesome. And what would you say is next for you?
Next, we are piloting right now in 17 schools across the country and doing that with me being the IT person. So that is fun. So right now we're still traveling to conferences and just trying to bring awareness and get the word out there that this is an option and get it out to schools and continue to build traction.
And how can people connect with you online?
We're at graphlock.com. We have our website there. We're on Facebook.
Can you spell it for us?
Yes. GRAPHLOCK. So just graphlock.com, and they can reach out to me right through our website.
And did you say you're on Twitter as well?
We are. And it's just at graphlock.
Perfect. What would you say is a great resource you'd recommend to someone who wants to start a company today and doesn't really know where to get started? If they're starting something like yours, building an app, and they don't really know what to do, what resource do you recommend?
I think, you know, Steve Blank's The Lean Startup. I think I purchased his book, and it really does, especially as a teacher, I love this. It's very organized, and it kind of does have like a step-by-step way of going about it. And also to start reaching out to your founder communities around you. I can't tell you how important your network is, the relationships you build, and the people you know. That makes all the difference.
Thank you, Mallory, so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It's really, really awesome, and I hope people do connect with you. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. Feel free to tweet at me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora on Twitter. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.